Welcome everyone, I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the second episode in this podcast reading series. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 631 through 633 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@lotionpubs.com. That's right, it's a free PDF. You will need to enter a valid email address to receive a secure download link for the file via that email address. The files are held in a secure repository server owned by Wix.com. Polyatlosha Publishing does not use your email information for marketing purposes. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You are listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. I give praise to God, the one and only God of all the universe. I understand the truth of God's existence and purpose. God is not the flesh, nor ever becomes the flesh. Mankind exists in this world of physical reality. God is master of both physical and spiritual realities. Humanity is an ephemeral existence in a physical reality. God is an eternal existence in the reality of the universe. Flesh cannot exist in the spiritual realm of God. Science is a thought process relying on observation. Data is either quantifiable, qualified, or both. Mathematics is the language of the universe. Intelligence is the evidence of evolution. When the end happens, it will be sudden. There will be no warning because all have been warned. When the Lord's day has come to the earth, science, data, mathematics, and intelligence will evolve. Earth is a petri dish, seeded with life and allowed to grow. The planet is fertile and alive, a life of its own. Humanity is a bacteria infecting and destroying. The time is near for the reaping to commence. It will be like a wave rolling in with the tide. All the earth will be cleansed with fire, and the waves will wash away all human infection. What purpose has there been for mankind? Have we only served to be a culture that has no future beyond the dish? What is our task? How do we continue to exist? There is only one God in all of the universe. The life of earth comes from God, and it will return to God on Judgment Day. God continues to eternity as one. Defiance of God and denial of the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven as a sin for any man. Acceptance of the Holy Spirit is the only path to life. The path of angels is eternal life in the Holy Spirit. No flesh may ever travel by the path of angels. There is only eternity and the truth of it. Nothing ephemeral can exist in the path of angels. The greatest of God is the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Light is visible when there are eyes to see it. Sound is audible when there are ears to hear it. There is no light nor sound for the deaf and blind. All who have eyes and ears will see and hear. The way forward is not the way back. There is no other side of the coin. The harvest will come, and it will be the end. Choose the path of light and hear God's voice. The greatness of God's mercy is upon me, and I humble myself before the Lord. I am just a lowly creature of sinful flesh, and God is the holy and perfect one. Blessings to the Lord, for God is worthy of praise. May my Lord be joyful in his everlasting kingdom.
Salutations to you in return for your faith. God gives as God receives with good pleasure. The people of earth must prepare for judgment, because I have sent to the earth my emissaries. They will take measurement of humanity, for the time is near for the Jubilee. All that pleases me with love and peace will be preserved as the apple of my eye. I will place them on a level of the highest order, that I may look upon them with joy. It pleases me to know there is much good, and there are many who strive to be ready. It is not surprising to also find there are many who will not even try.
The path is a choice to follow freely, and doing the will of God is not a forced march. Walk in the light of the Lord without fear, because it is by choice to do so. Well, this concludes episode 2 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was God and Science. I never really know exactly what I'm going to write when I sit down to do these devotional prayers and modern prophecies. As soon as I start writing, all of it comes to me so fast that I have a hard time keeping up with it all. It is like having a water faucet of thoughts turned on in my mind. As a CE5 experience, it is like tuning into a radio station that sometimes seems to play the same songs, but there is always something new. The beginning of the Judgment Day trial will start in episode 6, but these first 4 episodes will be helpful for those not familiar with the theology of God's eternal truth. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.